Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Broadcast today, the 13th day of May 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We've got Paul Joseph Watson at the bottom of the hour, and I read the special report that he put together with some of my notes that were added to it. That's why it's Paul Watson and Alex Jones. And I just called him up about 10 minutes ago, and I said, please add some of these hardcore points to the article that we have sources that said we need to go check out Google's connection to Bilderberg years ago. And those same sources said, hey, this is a special meeting going on. You need to go check out the Grove Hotel northwest of London because something big is happening there. And then Watson stumbled with our InfoWars auxiliary reporter with him into the middle of something very big and got a lot of key data from multiple high-level people there at the meeting. Because they think the public's so stupid, they're hiding this in plain view. Guard shacks being built, Google people scurrying around. Google starts meeting there next week. This is where they met to plan the Arab Spring. That's now been admitted. They were bragging about that. And the torch is being passed by David Rockefeller and others to Schmidt of Google. And they're moving totally to the technocracy. So this is a big deal. This is really adds to the years of research we've done on Bilderberg intensely for the last decade and tracking them to Switzerland and documenting a bunch of Google execs, including Schmidt there, leading some of the meetings inside. All of this information coming up today with Paul Joseph Watson at the bottom of the hour. And then Catherine Albrecht. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, technology expert, consumer advocate, she is going to be joining us to talk about Google. I set her up last week, but basically canceled her, had her on for like 10 minutes instead of an hour, because of Benghazi Gate on Thursday, moving her to this week to talk about Google. And sure, we know Google's big. We know that they want to be the internet. We know that they're dominating on so many fronts, but do we really understand it is to be the technocracy, the digital skin? It's the group allowed to break into your computer without warrants and steal all your data. It's the group sharing all of your data. It's the group created by the CIA and National Security Agency. It will absorb the old real web, the organic web, and force you onto its controlled web. That's part of Internet 2 plan. Oh, you can be on the old internet that's falling apart and shut down, but Google won't let you access Internet 2, run by them and the government globally, governments with 100 times faster internet. That's what they're designing. That's what they're setting up. That's what they're rolling out. So, bottom of the hour, Googleberg. This is the most important meeting of Bilderberg in its 60-plus years. Since they first met in 1954 officially, and that too had a bunch of lead-up meetings, meetings during and meetings after. This is a mega jumbo realigning metamorphosis technocratic meeting, and at the meeting they have a sculpture of a human skeleton being absorbed by a computer. That photo is up on InfoWars.com. The article is red-linked. Googleberg. Google merges with Bilderberg, Googleberg, Google, taking over the planet. Googleberg, global elite, transforms itself into technocratic revolution. Googleberg, global elite, transforms itself for technocratic revolution. Authoritarian, anti-democratic power networks are being rebranded as trendy, philanthropic style groups. And again, Watson has been working on this article 4 days. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is the 13th day of May, 2013. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours. We have big breaking Bilderberg / Google global governance news. We have Bill Gates, who frequently attends Bilderberg, but also the head of Google, Eric Schmidt, also has been videotaped attending, as well as Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, planning that pump and dump 2 years ago in Switzerland with the stock. But from our sources and on-the-ground confirmation, we have confirmed that Google is basically running Bilderberg 2013 and meeting several weeks in advance at the same hotel where Project X of the OSS was run during World War II. Now, why do globalists not meet at government compounds? Because that can be under surveillance. Government people could blow the whistle. When you have these criminal networks meeting, they do it outside of government, but use local police as their security force. And the mayor of the local town of Watford, northwest of London, it's an elitist area, has come out and said, "Oh, horrible protesters, I'm sure they'll be violent. Horrible people." I've got her quotes here in the paper. But I still feel honored that we're prestigious enough to host this Bilderberg Group conference. So she's saying it's prestigious, horrible rabble coming to protest it. She hopes they can be stopped. Watford mayor, Bilderberg protesters can and do cause violence and disturbance. And that's the actual quote. And then she goes on to say, oh, thank goodness we're prestigious enough venue. It's, quote, very good. The Grove has been deemed a prestigious enough venue for us to be able to host it. But it's horrible that vicious people from all over the world are going to be traveling here as royalty and world leaders meet in secret with robber barons, carving up the world. Oh, it's so terrible that anyone that an alternative press dare cover it. So see, she's in a local paper going, oh yeah, you know, global government's coming here to meet in town. Horrible rabble. I guess she didn't get the memo. Bilderberg Group doesn't exist, the New York Times says. When I covered it 5 years ago when no one could find Obama in D.C. with Hillary, we knew they were there. Secret Service came in. We confirmed we were there. I called the press, the mainstream press, and they said, we're not coming to that. The Epoch Times covered it, and that was it. And so the New York Times a year later came out and said, oh, there's a film about it called New World Order. Alex Jones was in a hotel parking lot, imagining global elite were meeting. He imagined there were 2 billion bullets. He imagined the IRS was persecuting Tea Party groups and patriot groups. He imagined government documents 4 years ago given to him by state police and federal marshals. More than 8 different documents where they said returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives would be the new terror threat, not Al-Qaeda. Of course, it all turned out to be real documents, and it's now mainstream news. I imagined it all. I imagined the sun came up this morning. So Paul Watson is going to be joining us, and we're going to be breaking down the biggest developments in Bilderberg's official history since 1954. Oh, and I'm afraid that even if corporate dinosaur media doesn't cover it here in the United States, I'm afraid it will end up getting covered. Oh, I'm afraid so. And that will only hurt your credibility that much worse. So please do what you always do and be conceited, be arrogant, and treat your readers and your viewers like they're morons, Piers Morgan and Rachel Maddow, and watch your audiences dwindle by the week. Rachel, your audience was 800,000 a year ago. It's 400,000 now. Oh, just a year ago, Piers Morgan, your audience was 1 million. Now it's 400,000, trending to be 300,000 in a month at the current plunge rate. Oh, you're hemorrhaging out. But it kind of feels good, though, there in the last minutes politically of your waning star. Because the endorphins flow, and you kind of enter a type of rapture politically as you die politically. It's like roaches. If you spray them with poison, they run around euphorically for a few seconds before flopping on their backs. Oh, Piers Morgan hopes for CNN talk show to rebound like a dead cat bounce after getting beaten up in the ratings. It was like an explosion when I went on a show January 7th. You know, suddenly, 2 million viewers. We only had about 600,000 then. Again, a few months before that, 1 million. And it exploded, and for about a week or so, he had 1 million, and then 800,000, 700,000, 600,000, 500,000, 400,000. It was like an explosion. Like he was an attack frigate orbiting above our city, and we blasted it with heavy guns, and it exploded. Everyone looked, look at the, oh, he's big. Piers Morgan is big. He's big again. As he exploded. Oh, and then they declared their victory over us in the dying dinosaur media. They declared their victory and danced in an imaginary victory dance, spiking a football in the end zone as they burned. There'll be more fireworks for these people. But listen, the globalists are capable of staging a big terror attack and bringing in martial law. They're capable of launching a big war. They didn't get into power because they weren't willing to do desperate things and weren't bold. So they could release a bioweapon and pose as saviors and use the martial law clampdown. All the stuff they've put in place is so they can clamp down if we ever start defeating them. As Zbigniew Brzezinski has said, as Hillary Clinton has said, they're losing the info war. And what are they going to do as we kamikaze into them politically, like an X-Wing going into the main deck of the Executor Star Destroyer? Total nerd analogy. Total nerd allegory. And that's the secret. Fortune favors the bold. Our fortune is not eating GMO. Our fortune is having national sovereignty. Our fortune is energizing families and men and women and children to have success. But that's the fortune we seek, not dumb the whole world down and cut off resources so you eugenicists can play God. By the way, it's in mainstream news, and I'm going to get into all the other big news on the IRS targeting tea parties. This could be bigger than Benghazi. Benghazi continuing to melt down. This is what a coup d'etat or a counter coup in the establishment looks like against Obama. And again, it's not because the establishment wants to give us a victory this is happening. It's because they know that they've committed and accelerated their program too fast. And even sectors of the establishment are scared of Obama and the hardcore technocrats, because the hardcore technocrats hate humanity so much and are such psychopathic control freaks that large sectors of the establishment realize, oh my God, this isn't business as usual, keeping the masses down and centralizing control. This really is a crazy eugenics plan to bring in world government and exterminate 80%+ of the population. And they also see how France and other European countries are about 10 years ahead of the United States and England in the globalist takeover. And they see how even billionaires are being arrested and having their stolen wealth stolen by other globalists. And so they're figuring out, oh my gosh, when we get rid of checks and balances, oh my gosh, when we get rid of any type of due process, we're going to be the first people up on the chopping block. You could have two globalists left on Earth in a palace, a technocratic palace, and they would try to kill each other. It is the nature of these people. And so there is a worldwide battle for the heart and soul of humanity going on that's happening all over the planet. It's happening in communist China. It's happening in authoritarian Israel. It's happening in authoritarian Saudi Arabia. It's happening in authoritarian England. It's happening in authoritarian United States of America. And you are the resistance. Oh, by the way, I'm going to do a report on this on the nightly news tonight, or perhaps the third hour if I have time, because Richard Belzer's coming up, Catherine Albrecht into Google, Paul Watson. But look at this. Rich cabals meet about overpopulation. Document cam, please, for TV viewers. And you see the original ABC News article from 2009, and it says, by Russell Goldman, meeting of America's riches about need, attendees say, but the original headline, and they changed it, was, that's out of the Times of London, I want you guys to print me this, billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. And they actually let the Times of London, ABC News, by the way, both these groups were sponsored at the time by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They let them into the meeting, and they actually came out and said, oh, the plan is not to be the world government. That's already established. It says that at the end of this Times of London article. The plan is to be advisors to the global government on how to reduce population. Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett, Schmidt, Oprah Winfrey, you name it. And now they're meeting again. Here's the new article out of News 13, WCBD. Bill Gates, Jeb Bush, Oprah, and Warren Buffett meet in South Carolina Island and they say it's guest to discuss overpopulation. Secret Millionaire Club seeks population control. That's World Net Daily. So that's coming up. But first, Obama's Watergate, the twin-headed beast of Benghazi Gate and IRS Gate.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly the biggest news since Bilderberg's founding back in 1954. Of course, it was secret in the mainstream press for the last decade. It's still quasi-secret. The media alternately says it doesn't exist, or you're insane if you protest it, that it does exist, but that world elites should be able to meet in secret with your elected politicians, who will then sign over your assets to them. But But here's the headline. Googleberg, global elite, transforms itself for technocratic revolution. Incredibly important article by Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's joining us in the next segment. And then in the next hour with Catherine Albrecht, I'm going to talk about what the technocrats like Google and Apple, but Google's the key, are doing with all the data they have on you. Now, you notice suddenly they're on CNN going, it's for your best interest. Everything you do for a decade has been recorded. We can go back and listen to any of it. You are guilty until proven innocent, and even when you're proven innocent, we continue to spy on you without warrants. But we're secret. If we want to meet and violate federal law, the Logan Act, with your elected politicians that we bought and paid for and literally carve up the world, I mean, they had meetings in Turkey, we got some of the minutes of, about how they were going to shut down power plants all over the United States 5 years ago. And they did it. And they had the big global power company heads there literally deciding what companies weren't part of the inside group to be shut down. All the insiders were given waivers. People outside the insiders had their plants shut down, and you got higher power prices. Oh, see how money's made? It's made by shutting down your competition. That's what Bilderberg's about. Oh, but they're all secret. And undoubtedly, the British cops will be bugging their eyes out at us. How dare you try to come here and cover this criminal meeting? And I'll go, hey, cops, you notice your money doesn't go as far. Hope you enjoy having your pension funds taken. And I'll pull up on an iPad articles about British civil servant pension funds already raided. And I'll go, oh, and the cops, because I did this in Virginia last year, the cops go, really? And by the end of it, the cops are patting us on the back going, yes, you're absolutely right, they're criminals. You will figure it out. And it's better to figure it out now before they fully robbed all of us instead of later. Now, speaking of that, I have told you, and we've not tooted our horn yet, we ought to dig the articles up, I have told you for over a decade, it doesn't matter when Republicans are in office, because the bureaucracy is a bunch of collectivists. Most people in government, as you know, are communist or socialist. They don't understand they work for big mega offshore banks. They just know they get their chicken feet. And I have known pastors that have been audited because they criticize any type of socialism or abortion. I have known authors that have been audited and told. Tex Mars, back when he was, you know, kind of like a mainline Republican, was writing articles about Hillary Clinton and best-selling books like Big Sis is Watching. And they came and audited him and shut him down, basically, and said, hey, you shouldn't talk bad about Clinton. This is back in the late 1990s. And so many people say, hey, I don't want to mess with the government. I'll get audited. When you act like that, it's over, folks. When you act like that, you have no future. When you start controlling what you say because the government might come after you, everyone then shuts up and goes along, and then you get a tyranny. Freedom is when you stand up against these people. And the illegitimate collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. We didn't even have an income tax till 1913. Most Americans weren't even eligible to pay it till the 1950s. It didn't build the nation. It destroyed the nation. Now, let's go to these articles. Because this, people are saying, hey, this could be a distraction from Benghazi Gate. And that's not what's happening. Benghazi Gate's out there bigger than ever. This is because everybody is sick of going along with this. And people are sick of whistleblowers being arrested. And so this is what happens. You get pushed around, you get pushed around, you get scared. Then after a while, you go, you know what? I'm sick of being scared. I'm sick of living like this. I'm going to blow the whistle. And everybody's starting to blow the whistle. Citizens have been blowing the whistle for the last few years about how illegal aliens are allowed to have all the tax ID numbers they want and are given tax benefits and tax refunds that aren't even theirs. Individuals are getting millions a year, and no one's being prosecuted. Why is that happening? Bankrupt the country. Here it is, Washington Post. You know the system's turning against them. IRS targeting groups that criticize the government. IG report says. But there's also about a chilling effect. They think you're so cowardly that if they simply report this, you'll shut up. Oh, no, they might come after me? Let them come after all of us. Let them put us all on a list. Who goes to prison when we take the country back? Everybody not on the list. Put us all on the list. You understand, you pieces of trash?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You have found it, my friends, the tip of the spear, the front lines in the worldwide battle for liberty. I am a crazed worshiper of liberty and freedom. And I have sworn, crank it up right here, best part. I have sworn on the altar of liberty, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of men. And that guitar from Deep Purple's good, isn't it? Hard to turn that off. All right, let me settle down a little bit and regroup here. I get so crazed in the first hour, it's hard to even get to all the news. Let me just real quick hit this. Document cam, please, then I'll get into the big breaking Bilderberg. IRS targeted groups that criticize the government. Inspector General report says, oh, you really think so? Next, they'll tell me that dolphins live in the ocean and other wild-eyed conspiracy theories. At various points over the past 2 years, Internal Revenue Service officials. They're not servants. They're officials. Targeted nonprofit groups that criticized the government and sought to educate Americans about the U.S. Constitution. It's like satire. Oh, man. Educate about the Constitution? How evil. According to documents in an audit conducted by the agency's inspector general. And by the way, when I tell you we've been harassed around here, I just don't get into it and waste time and do their intimidating for them. But obviously, we've had our little issues with the Federal Reserve's henchmen. Doesn't matter if I hire the biggest CPA group in Austin. Doesn't matter if I've got tax lawyers. Doesn't matter if, even though it's a fraudulent tax, I overpay it. They're constantly trying to make stuff up. And because they've written the tax laws where they can say whatever they want. You know, if you're a big globalist, you pay zero taxes. But if you try to actually hire people and build a news organization, well, they rake you over the coals. And it just goes on to admit, this is the Washington Post, going, oh, yeah, I guess if you talk about the Constitution, the IRS comes after you. Gee, that sounds like a free country, doesn't it? Yeah, folks, they teach the police that Christians are terrorists and that they've got to, quote, prepare to confiscate their guns. And that made the state police a month ago flip out and go public in Colorado. See, they went too far. Imagine FEMA meetings. And the Christians, we may have to confiscate their guns en masse. And the state police were in the local news saying, is this a joke? Are you joking with us? No, 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 no. State police all over the country, you've been federalized, and you've signed on now to go after people that are real Americans. So you're either going to follow your orders and be on the wrong side of history, or you're going to do something about it. And that just means say no. Blow the whistle. Speak out. Remember, they had all those sheriffs in Colorado. They're really trying to use Colorado as a test bed. And they said, oh, we're not going to enforce the state law. And so they introduced a bill that said, well, we'll have the Secret Service come in and enforce this and go after sheriffs. And then everybody got upset about that, so they ran headlines saying conspiracy theorists say the Secret Service will go after sheriffs. You mean the bill they're trying to pass in the Colorado State House? Sponsored and pushed by the Justice Department? We got foreign governments, foreign corporations, and the federal government, that's a foreign corporation basically now, an occupied group, trying. They've got bills introduced in Texas to guarantee 90% occupancy in private prisons. It's a business. And this could bring them down, ladies and gentlemen. But again, I saw an article going, Obama doesn't care if there's controversy. He doesn't care. That's them trying to act, you know, tough with bravado. Now, there's the Fox News headline, Colorado Sheriff's Plan Lawsuit Challenging State Gun Control Laws. Oh, really? Will the Secret Service wear black sunglasses and suits? Aren't you scared of 007 sheriffs? It's all a facade of crooks. They've committed so many crimes in the federal government, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're so dangerous, because they're going to go for it all. Because they either all go to prison or they take over. You understand? This is committed. This is like... when you get in a fight in a parking lot or something, you're not looking for it, but the guy's looking for it, and he punches you upside the head. You're in a fight, folks, okay? And getting in a fetal position and sticking your thumb in your mouth and the other thumb somewhere else is not, I guess that could be the new national sign, actually. One thumb here and the other. I mean, look, that is not going to deliver you to Valhalla. So I'm going to cover this more in the next hour with Catherine Albrecht. Obamacare taxpayers must report personal health info to IRS. Oh, now, remember, they denied death panels. They denied IRS. It's all in the bill. Now they're saying, yeah, we're going to pass your health records around, whoever wants them. And it turns out in the campaign, tax info was illegally used against candidates, especially Tea Party libertarians all over America. Gee, the White House-run Media Matters, who isn't pertinent and doesn't have an audience, but it's important because it is admittedly written by the White House. That's White House talking points. They say, let's break in to alternative media and destroy it. They think you're so dumb, they publicly parade around talking about espionage. They're listening to me right now. They publicly engage in espionage against the free press of this republic. They're in the Washington Post coming out. We target people that talk about the Constitution. The Constitution is America. The Constitution is the Republic. The Constitution binds down the government. Declaration of Independence, demonized by FEMA. Bill of Rights, Constitution, all of it. These people are the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. Do they need to wear foreign uniforms before you figure that out? It's not rhetoric when I say they're spying on you. It's not rhetoric when I say they're persecuting people. It's not rhetoric. The best place to get the coverage on IRS gate, on enemies list gate, is drudgereport.com. Let's punch it up. A new enemies list. That's the top headline. IRS begins targeting conservatives in March of 2010. That's what the inspector general says. 30 years ago. Probe expands to groups opposed to government teaching Constitution. Yeah. Don't have groups teaching that. Security scrutiny deeper than thought. Kept shifting targets. Agency accused of leaking confidential tax documents during election. They did it publicly. Flashback. Romney donor vilified by Obama campaign. Then subjected to two audits. And then they've got Democrats bragging and defending it, saying it's a good idea, and statements they've made about how they need to use the IRS on it. Hell, I just remembered saying that. We're going to Paul Watson with the biggest report ever. I just remembered. They have talked about on MSNBC when I've seen them using the IRS against Tea Party groups and how it's wrong that they're tax exempt and promoting their political view. How about the Constitution, you punks? I mean, look, it's just like Fast and Furious. They bragged about Fast and Furious 2 years before it broke and then said they never had the press conferences where they all admitted to the program. That's how dumb they think you are. Ladies and gentlemen, the administration is going down unless they stage a terror attack. Rand Paul declares Obama is working with anti-American globalists to basically overthrow America. Yes, 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 yes. That is what is going to beat them. The truth. Their attack is so outrageous, so over the top. We're going to Catherine Albrecht at about 15 after. Let her know. Keep and watch until then. Their attack is so naked, so brazen, so out in the open that people don't respond to it properly because it's hard to believe it's happening. And they're like, oh, he's discredited. No, he's not discredited. His star politically is shooting up like a rocket because he's telling it like it is. Same thing Ted Cruz. And they go, oh, Ted Cruz is discrediting conservatives and libertarians. No, he's not. He's energizing them. Whatever they tell you is discrediting, that's what you've got to go with. Oh, don't be associated with Alex Jones. That guy's discredited. Oh, yeah, I'm real discredited. There's also an article on drudgereport.com about a giant drill they're doing at an amusement park, FEMA, for martial law. And there's another article Drudge was linked to from Infowars.com dealing with more drills training where Tea Partiers and parents and homeschoolers are going to attack public schools. How do you demonize a group? Well, you just go train the police. They're bad. So that's all coming up. We're going to look at how they use your data. And why is Google at the heart of Bilderberg, the shadow corporate, illegal, crony capitalist, anti-free market group? Why are they at the heart of it? I'll tell you why they're at the heart of it. Because they are the unofficial NSA where they're getting people to opt in to waiving their rights and being spied on. But even when you have the privacy settings and tell Google no, it's on record hacking into everybody's computer and stealing all your data. Photos, passwords, mobile cars driving around. They're NSA vehicles, really. Globalist, private, corporate, NSA, fraudulent, felony, every millisecond committing systems worldwide. on record driving around with back doors built into Apple, built into Microsoft, built into everything but some of the other systems like Linux. And they're going around jacking and stealing everything, and then they don't get in trouble for it. But see, oh, it's don't be evil, a cute little Google. And Google has, you know, hippies working there and metrosexual trendies. And they've got ping pong and they've got foosball and they've got video games. And they're always, they've got movies coming out with comedians about how Google's friendly and they drink beer and have fun. And oh, they're sweetie pies. All to be non-threatening. That's their uniform. While they're really the technocrats able to predict what mass movements are going to do. And that's why now, punching it up on screen for TV viewers, every radio listener has got to go to InfoWars.com and get this article out to everyone they know. Because when we get news this big, we don't ever tend to really hype it up like we should. And if you don't hype something up, nobody pays attention to it. This is big. Our sources for years, and we've gone to Switzerland and confirmed it, and some of it's come out at Davos, it's come out in the news, that Google was more and more absorbing Bilderberg, and that the old robber baron technocrats, David Rockefeller, the big new Brzezinski, the CFR, were passing things on to the technocrats and people like Eric Schmidt. And if you go to InfoWars.com, we have photos, we have video from there at the Grove Resort and Hotel where they ran major OSS operations in World War II, you name it, where Bilderberg 4 years ago, 3 years ago, every year plans Arab Springs and revolutions. They need people power. So they are creating a system to track, control, surveil you, and know your dreams to then see trends and pre-program you. All packaged as if it's non-threatening and trendy, because look, Warren Buffett's got an ice cream cone, and look, Google's drinking beer, and they've got guys with metrosexual, you know, rainbow socks on. So, but I mean, behind closed doors, folks, they're globalist operatives saluting in military formation. That's our intel from inside Microsoft, from inside Google, inside all of it. These are military operations. I mean, I know people that have been in the meetings. There are top generals in there, cybersecurity, all of it. This is unbelievable. And I told Watson 3 weeks ago, I said, you've got to get there because they're already setting up. And he was visiting family in France for a couple of weeks, working from France. And then he got back and he finally got there. And it was the mother load of the employees, managers, because it's all hiding in plain view. The public is in such a trance. They don't see guard shacks being set up and checkpoints. And they're just like, oh, yes, we staged the Arab Spring here. We're bringing in global government. We have recordings of this. Oh, yes, Google runs Bilderberg, and we're so important. The mayors and the news going, oh, I'm so glad Bilderberg's coming here. We're so prestigious. Oh, protesters are so evil. Paul Watson, this segment, next segment, for 15 minutes, the next hour, you've got the floor as we expose this. I know you've got part two tomorrow, but we've got the agenda, everything, and this is confirming what our sources told us really 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, and 3 weeks ago. And I'm so glad you got over there to report on this, and the photos and video are up on InfoWars.com. I know I'm ranting here, but I mean, look at the IRS with our health records now and spying on people. And imagine Google makes them, you know, look like babies, look like amoebas compared to a T-Rex in the damage they can do. Paul Watson.
Well, that's right, Alex. I mean, Google really is setting itself up as, you know, the B system. And we went to the Grove Hotel in Hertfordshire on Friday expecting to dig up some dirt about Bilderberg. We actually ended up uncovering an even bigger story, which is the fact, as you said, Bilderberg, along with other high-profile networks, are being merged into Google. And in fact, we discovered that the Google Zeitgeist Conference, which has been described by the London Independent as a cuddlier version of the Bilderberg Group, is taking place in about a week's time, I think it begins, at the same location as Bilderberg does, just 10 days after.
And again, there's that meme. It's cuddly. They're breaking into your computers. It's run by the Pentagon and Northcom and foreign governments. We've got your medical records. We're going to use them. We're going to steal your bank accounts, too. We want to know where all your money's at. NSA admits they're spying on us without warrants through Google. But It's cuddly, Paul.
Well, here's the fact. I mean, Schmidt was obviously a major donor to Obama's political campaigns. They actually offered him the position of Treasury Secretary. He turned it down. He was a major advisor to Obama's political campaign. And in Britain, Google representatives have met with the current Conservative government 23 times since 2010. So both in America and in Britain, the Google-government relationship is cozier than ever. And in fact, David Cameron, 4 years before he became Prime Minister, addressed the Google Zeitgeist Conference in 2006. Chancellor George Osborne visited and gave a speech at Google Zeitgeist in 2011. 2 weeks later, he was in Switzerland at the Bilderberg Conference in St. Moritz. So the crossover is clear. Bill Clinton, a major Google Zeitgeist speaker, of course, he was at the 91 Bilderberg meeting. They groomed him before he became president. And just it goes on and on. Prince Charles, the memberships at the top are basically the same. So this is why we say Bilderberg is being merged into Google. That's why we coined the term Googleberg. And it's all part of this technocratic revolution that Eric Schmidt brags about at these Google Zeitgeist conferences.
And they also brag that they're going to have web IDs and taxes selectively enforced to shut down their competition and ban people off the web that are troublemakers. And Paul, again, our sources, and we confirmed this in Switzerland, we confirmed this last year, more and more the old attendees are dying or leaving, and it is Google, it is Facebook, it is Apple, and now from our sources, they said go there. There, basically, it's a mega Bilderberg meeting. Meetings before, during, and after, and they're passing the torch to Google. This is a big deal, and now you are able to confirm from our source what's on the agenda, and we also index that with some WikiLeaks information. I mean, this is big.
Well, exactly. We've got the agenda, and we've also got reports like the one out of the London Telegraph, which described Google Zeitgeist as, quote, one of the most high-powered gatherings of business leaders, thinkers, and those that are considered to generally shape the global future. Another report compared it to the Davos Economic Forum, which just happened in January. So this is a major, major conference. It's almost exactly the same as Bilderberg. It's closed to the public. The hotel has to organize with state security to protect the function. The public aren't allowed anywhere near it. And yet, hardly anybody knows about it. People have started to lift the veil from Bilderberg, which is probably why they're trying to merge it into these, as you said, trendy metrosexual groups. I called it the rebranding of authoritarian anti-democratic power networks into trendy philanthropic-style forums, because that's exactly what it is. If you go and watch the Google Zeitgeist speeches, there's a YouTube channel where they release what they want to put out there. It's basically Eric Schmidt saying, look, we know people are constantly glued to their smartphones, but that's not enough. I mean, even though all the studies show it's making people desperately unhappy, it's literally rewiring their brains. He says that's not enough, and he wants a complete transhumanist future where forget Google Glass. There's going to be a Google chip implanted in your brain. He wants cars that drive themselves, obviously tracking your every movement.
Oh, yeah, this gives them total control. And tell folks the photos you and others took. I've got them on screen for TV viewers of the transhumanist dead body being taken over by the robot. And the message of the sculpture is that the old human is dead, and then the machine rewires as it kills humanity. This is the technocratic plan, and this is where they like to meet. I mean, this is unbelievable, all the videos and photos you've got in your report at Infowars.com.
Well, the hotel is surrounded by a vast, sprawling estate, 300 acres, an 18-hole golf course, and these beautiful gardens, but they're full of these weird statues. As you mentioned, one is a half-human, half-skeleton crawling out of a pond. There are other kind of transhumanist statues in that garden. And just the whole place is very strange, to say the least. It's extremely ornate and beautiful. Inside, we managed to get a look at some of the conference rooms. Actually, in the major conference room in the hotel, you could see they were rigging up something in the roof. They were obviously setting it up for a major conference, which is probably the Google Zeitgeist. But one of the hotel managers actually told us that they've got four or five major conferences coming up in May, June and July. One's Google, one's Bilderberg. We don't know what the others are. But this seems to be a central hub for the elite's agenda in Britain. It's literally about a 15-minute drive from Heathrow Airport. So they
the word we got is that... is that look at this, it's bigger than Bilderberg, there's a merger, and they're basically permanently moving into that area because it's surrounded by the old OSS, MI6 command bases in the area. Basically, that entire area has been a globalist command base all along.
Yeah, in fact, on their own website, they brag about how people have been eating and mating there for 9,000 years. So it's obviously a very sacred place for them, and it's a routine haunt of celebrities and global elitists. In fact, it's renowned as a place where celebrities and politicians go to not be bothered. In fact, when we went there, the entire Manchester City football team was staying the night before the FA Cup final, which is Britain's version of the Super Bowl for soccer. So rich, very rich people. I mean, the presidential suite is £1,000 a night. That's, you know, $1,700 a night. It's a major sprawling complex. It's completely different to Chantilly or St. Moritz, which are relatively small in comparison. And the access is basically terrible in terms of a protester, from the viewpoint of a protester, because there's two long driveways on both the front and back entrances, and it's very difficult to not only get near the hotel, but there are few areas to stand around it, as there was in St. Moritz. There was a huge embankment which you could get 300 protesters on. Looks like we're just going to have to stand along the side of the road. It's not going to be great in terms of congregation, but that's why they've chosen this venue, because of its remoteness and because of the terrible access for anybody who tries to get near it to protest.
Now, Paul, that's the difference between half empty, half full. I agree with you, but that actually makes it better because you've only got two entrances. The back entrance is the shorter one. We'll be able to station reporters on both ends of that, and then that makes it harder for them to get past us without us getting video. We've also got to get the red filters for all the cameras, folks, so you can shoot through the tent or your cameras won't catch them. But if you put a red filter over your camera, you will have them. Just a little tip to all the demonstrators and people. And I've never seen such demonization by the mayor, this woman, saying, "Oh, they're so royal, we're so lucky to have them coming here, but the rabble undoubtedly will be violent scum protesters." I mean, I can't believe she's in the... Plus, I thought Bilderberg didn't exist. Usually they just say, "Oh, there's insane people imagining the helicopters landing and the troops. There's insane schizophrenics have come to town." But instead she's like, "This rabble, I'm so glad to... Thank God we're elite enough to have them, though. I'm so honored." I'm sorry, Paul. I'm shifting into my Englishness for a moment.
Well, I mean, she's come out and basically demonized the protesters as being violent. There's never been a violent incident at a Bilderberg protest. There was some weird thing in Switzerland where they tried to frame up some people for a bomb threat, which turned out to be nonsense.
Yeah, that was staged. That was staged by their people, yeah. That was an excuse to move everybody back. And they'll do that here, too. "It's for your safety. Get back now, mate. I'll have to arrest you and have you deported. We're protecting criminals inside, busy stealing our pension funds and overrunning the country with third world populations. Now get back, you Yankee scum. I'll have to show you a little bit of the power of the Royal Guard Brigade. And a delicious scotch to quaff it down and deal with the troublemaker. Look at that pumpkin-headed Yank. That's the one, Alex Jones. I want you to know, young man, we'll be watching you continually while we protect the transhumanists putting cancer viruses in our children's shots."
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10%
off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.